to a very special episode of Jacques Talks, the best podcast on the internet, of course. I'm joined today by none other than my good friend Nicole. Nicole, go ahead and say hello.
Hi, everybody.
So Nicole is my first guest in over a year, actually.
It's truly, truly an honor.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I think Aaron was my last guest, and we did that in, I want to say it was like August of 22.
Okay, so we're like a year and a half.
Yeah. It was like, maybe it was like September, because it was shortly after we moved into this house.
Okay.
And that was like a big like, oh my gosh,
the
new house. Yep. So, but yeah, Nicole, if we remember, infamous with the show as of late.
Oh yeah.
For me mistakenly not calling her Nicole on my first episode back for season 3. I called her.
I am Aaron's girlfriend's roommate.
Right. So
that didn't get a name.
Nameless at that point, but name full now.
Yeah. We're making up for it now by getting on here.
And actually, Molly's really salty that you got to come on before her.
She told her the other day. She was a little upset. So I'm sorry, Molly.
She literally texted me today, like butthurt about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I told her too.
Well,
I said,
this is going to be good. We've talked about this because Molly and I, before we met you and knew you had a podcast, had a list of podcast ideas.
Right.
So we can tease our podcast. And then when we get our podcast going, then she can come on and promo.
I told her she could come on next week, actually.
Oh, well. Because
I could tell how much she wants to get on. So I'm here for everyone. If someone had to be first. And unfortunately for her, you were in a bit of a situation with me over, you know, this podcast and you not being named. And
I made a joke about it when we were drunk at a bar because I thought it was funny. But I think I wasn't actually butt hurt, I want to say. I just thought it was funny. And then I got a shout out in the next one. And now I'm here.
And now you're here, like,
all because
later.
Of a drunk joke in a bar.
Right. And that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, like I said, Molly will be on shortly enough. Maybe next week, maybe after you guys start your own podcast. Who knows?
Yeah, excited for you all to meet her. She's great.
Oh, yeah, you all. I thought you were talking to me. I was like.
No, you all.
I know. I know. Okay.
I speak to the people.
No, you're right. You speak to the people, which is funny. I mean, I'm very grateful that you are an active listener. I think you are the quickest someone has gone from like being that invested into the show. I have a couple of my friends who listen to every show. Shout out John. He's the one who always texts me about the episode. So do you.
Uh-huh.
So you two are like my like loyalist listeners.
Okay.
My mom used to listen to it all the time, but I don't think she stopped. I just stopped telling her I was posting it. And so I didn't post for a while. And then since I've been posting again, I've literally never told her that I started again, which is on me.
Yeah. Hi, Jacques's mom.
So now I do feel like maybe I should prompt now.
Yeah. Do you think she'll ever make a feature?
Oh, for sure. She was supposed to. So like I brought my mics and stuff home 2 Christmases ago.
Okay.
And I did a show with some of my friends in Minnesota, and I did one with my brother. I don't know if you saw those at least.
No, I haven't made that way into the archives yet.
Oh, right. So basically, I was also going to do one with my sister and my mom, and I just never had time. So I was like, oh, next time I'm home, we'll do it. But then the next time I'm home, I went home. I was really constrained with what I could put in my bags because I didn't have a carry-on or whatever. I don't remember what it was, but I couldn't bring my mics back.
Going home in the winter, it's always like,
yeah,
I flew
to California and then I flew to Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
So like I was flying JetBlue and they're like,
fuck
hell
you.
No. Yeah. So, but yeah, well, eventually they'll get on the show. I know my sister, everyone wants to get on the show, you know, they're just not everyone's as lucky as you.
Yeah.
Are,
truly feel honored. I'm so grateful to be here.
And we've been discussing it too. I've been showing off the gizmos and gadgets. We might sound terrible right now. I really don't know. This is the first time I'm using some new podcast equipment. So you are also the first person
test dummy.
So we're using, like, if you can picture, like the mic I used before was probably the stereotypical looking like podcast mic. Like it's got a little stand.
Yeah.
And you can, like, you know, you can picture me like hunched over, like talking into it. But I bought new microphones that look like the ones like for like, you said like karaoke or yeah, just a rock star, you know.
I know. I was really excited when I saw these. I was like, these are so fun. feel like I want to like walk around
and that's actually
have a little performance.
It's going to pivot us into our first segment today, which is, do you know the song and can you sing along?
What song?
I'm joking. That was...
I'm sad.
I actually... No, so I was thinking
there
of...
There was a little look of terror in my eyes there.
I was trying to think of like what bits we could do for today's show. I'm trying to make my show better. A lot of my previous guests have just been like talking about like, oh, remember all our like fun childhood? Remember all our like fun college stories and stuff like that? I don't really have that with you.
Yeah. Well, we're new friends.
No, right. And we're building our memories right now, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like I don't have, like we can't sit and talk for 40 minutes about like elementary school, right? Yeah. So I was like, let me think of ways to spice it up, right? So one of my first thoughts was like, what if we did some sort of Taylor Swift type?
Okay.
Like, you know, whatever. But
we could do like a power ranking. Like, what if every segment or you have a segment every episode of like a power ranking or a bracket?
We could.
Because I guess you did do the power ranking of all the states, which is its own podcast in itself.
Right. Right.
But it could be like a mini one.
Right. And I actually was going to move on and say we shouldn't do that. But I didn't have the thought. I'm just talking about what I prepared. Mm. I didn't prepare anything Taylor Swift. But we could, because that's a good idea.
I think at one point we should have a debate on.
Okay, we can. We'll do that. We'll do that here today. Yeah, because I'm pretty
sure.
Stay
tuned, guys.
I don't know if we agree. I don't think we've ever. We've talked about like favorite songs and stuff. Maybe we've mentioned favorite eras, but I don't know that I know your like favorite album.
No, I actually think for the amount of Taylor Swift we do talk, I feel like I don't know enough. There's just too much to talk about.
No, yeah, I mean it's. We could have a whole, like I was saying, we could have a four-hour
episode
just about
on Taylor Swift. We probably shouldn't do that for the listeners.
Hey, maybe some people, I did have one of my least listened to episodes from, actually it's one of my season two episodes. I think it's called Taylor Swift and Fenway Park. And the update in my life at the time was I was going to a bunch of Red Sox games and I went to the Eras Tour. So a lot of that was talking about Taylor. And
I mean, I actually haven't listened to that one, so.
No, I most people haven't. That's
clearly,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
I guess I'm hypocritical there.
So all that to say is the jury's out on if people want to listen to Taylor Swift or not, because I don't think people weren't listening to that because they don't care about Taylor Swift. I think that was just I put that episode out and didn't tell people I put it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe we'll have to pull the fans.
And we'll be. Yeah.
Have you thought about having like a write-in for if you have like comments or questions from
I haven't thought about that. My email is public on my like RSS feed,
okay,
like where I post my podcast. So I have been reached out to by like random, hey, we want to do something with your podcast. But it's not, they're just looking for, they're like farming engagement and stuff. They're not trying to. They don't actually listen to the show.
Does Spotify allow comments on
podcasts?
I think
so.
Because I think I was, before I started texting you about your podcast, I was just going to comment on the podcast on Spotify.
I think there is something. So you can rate my podcast. Please. Please don't give me less than 5 stars.
No. I will only be, as a guest, I mean, I have to.
Well, you know, you can give an honest opinion. If you don't think it's 5 stars, then don't give
it
5 stars. But thank you. But it's really funny. So if you go, actually, let's play the game. Go on Spotify and look at what I'm rated.
Okay.
It's a really interesting game we can play.
Wait, why did I?
I think I haven't checked in like a couple months if it's changed, but if it still is what it is.
So you want to guess?
No, I know. Is it 4.7 still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who gave you less than 5?
No, listen. Okay, how many reviews does it say?
15.
15. Go into your calculator app.
That's one.
So do 14 times 5, because 14 people gave me 5 stars. One person gave me 1 star. So add 1 and divide by 15. What do you get?
4.7.
4.7.
Who gave you
1 star?
Dude,
I swear. So someone who just hates me, definitely doesn't listen to the show, just wanted to review bomb me. Like, you know, some enemy
well,
from the past.
That's how you know you're doing it right, is when you have haters.
Right.
So
I know
if
I have
had
at least
5 stars,
hater.
That would mean that you're not doing it right.
It's just meat writers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I have haters. You're right.
That's how you know
but
you made it.
I low-key think, like my suspicion, I have no, there's nothing like to make me think this, but I think it's like my college ex.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I also think is funny is there's like a non-zero chance she does listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll never know. I haven't talked to her in a long time. But I just don't know who else would, because, and we're not even like enemies, so I don't know why she would do that. But I was like, no one hates me. I don't hate mm-hmm. anyone. So like, who would just like,
well, no, someone,
be mean and give me one star?
Someone is probably jealous of your really cool podcast. And they're right. like, damn, I wish I was as cool. And like every person I've told her, I'm like, yeah, my new friend has a podcast. It's like an audio diary and he talks about his life. They're like, wow, that's so great. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's so cool.
Thank
so
you.
So they're probably just jealous.
You're right.
You know, if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
You're right.
I have a couple haters too.
Yeah.
I've been sub mentioned on a podcast before, actually.
Right. And I think I like lightly mentioned that
when I
gave my apology to you a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell that story again? Because I think that's so funny to me. That,
yeah.
That you got like subtweeted IRL in a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. So, for some context, I was a coxswain on the rowing team. So
okay, pause. You've never said that word to me, and I think there's a good reason why you've never have.
I usually try to avoid it, but it's kind of necessary.
What does that mean?
So it's the person. It's like the little person that yells at everybody and tells everyone what to do.
Okay, so you've told me you did that. You just didn't use that word.
Yeah. So basically like. Some people call it like the jockey on the horse.
What is it? C-O-C-K-S-I-N?
No, no.
So C-O-X.
C-O-X-S-W-A-I-N.
So what language is that?
Boat language?
No. Okay.
Like there's like port.
Yeah, but like
starboard.
What's the etymology?
I don't know.
That's not how you say that word either. All right, don't ask. I take it off. Yeah. What did I say?
I don't. Etymology.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't. I'm a math major. STEM major, but anyways you were saying you're coxswain.
Yeah, so I was a coxswain is how it's spelled, but coxswain okay. is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
I've gotten plenty of jokes about it,
I'm sure.
So again, little person that steers the boat, tells everyone what to do,
right?
Kind of leads practice, like an assistant coach, but in between an assistant coach and an athlete. Like, you're not
right.
doing any of the physical work, but you're still grouped with the rest of the athletes, but
right.
a little bit separate. And so in high school, I was on a rowing team, and then I went to the University of Washington and was a coxswain for their team
mm-hmm.
For 3.5 years. And when I went from high school to college, I had a really hard time on my rowing team. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows the
right.
whole time. And one day I was just like on a plane and my friend from my high school rowing team texted me and is like, hey, did you know that this person that we used to row with and who was the coxswain for the boat below me, he was a couple years younger. So he took over my spot when I graduated. He went on a podcast and kind of like added you, gave you a little dirt. I was like, what? What do you mean? Like, I haven't talked to this kid in years.
Right.
And actually, the last time I saw him was at our national championships, where he was at a different school and I was a spare. So I was there with the team, but I wasn't racing.
Right.
And he was there for a different team that was not as strong and was in the top boat, and he asked me what boat I was in because there's different boat classes whatnot. And I was like, oh, I'm here as a spare, I'm here with the team. And he's like, oh really, you're still a spare? And
right.
so that was the last time I talked to him.
Crazy shade.
And then he goes on a podcast, a rowing specific podcast, and
right.
was talking about his recruiting experience and how he ended up at the school that he was at. And when he was in high school, he went on an official visit to UW while I was there, and the coach asked him point blank, are you better than Nicole? And he's telling this story.
Yeah.
And I guess he said no. Or like, I don't know, because we were 2 years apart, so it was hard
right.
to compare.
Right.
But he didn't have the confidence to say, yes, I'm better. And because he didn't say that, he didn't get a spot on the team. And then basically like the dig at me was that I was doing bad on the team, so that because I was doing bad, they didn't want someone that was worse than me. Which
but
I don't
really, he just admitted that he's not as good as you.
I mean,
like his whole thesis is like, oh, he was too afraid to like say that or whatever. But like, I feel like he would have said it if he actually believed it.
Yeah. I mean, like I didn't think it was the worst thing in the world to say, but getting a text while I'm on a plane saying, yo, so-and-so added you on this podcast and was like talking shit.
Also, who's listening to a rowing podcast?
Yeah.
Everyone just thinks they can make a podcast these days. I really don't know what that's about.
No, I know. Well, and it was crazy because I don't even know how my friend found the podcast.
That is weird.
But yeah, so I've been added on a podcast. You know, I've been skipped over on a podcast. I've been redeemed, and now I'm here. This is actually my second.
And now it's your turn to dig on him. So
yeah, so now he's getting the subtweet.
Right.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this. That would be
I hope
awkward.
He does.
He actually lives in Boston now.
So my hope right now, is we run into him at a bar.
Mm. And then you're just like, dude, you got to listen to my podcast. That
no,
I recorded
well, no,
with your
no,
friend.
No, I wasn't gonna, I wasn't gonna podcast share. I was gonna say like we should like do something to like mess with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know, we'd have to scheme. Cause like my first thought is just like smacking his drink out of his hand and running.
Uh huh.
But well, then that's like not even funny. That's
so the thing about coxswains is that they're all like really short.
Oh, he's a short king.
Yeah.
Well, you're not short though.
No. So the whole thing is, I used to be really, really short.
Okay.
And I'm also a loud and bossy person, which is stereotypical for a coxswain.
I don't feel like, well, okay, that being said, I don't know you like tremendously well.
When I was little.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't feel like you're like a bossy person, like general, but.
In middle school and everything, it was like, I'd always like take charge.
Were you like a school bully?
No, I was not. No, I was the nice one. So I had a summer birthday. I guess maybe I shouldn't say I'm the nice one. The nice one doesn't say they're the
one. I think the bullies say that they were the nice ones. You know?
No, I actually like kind of got bullied myself.
Mm.
And I had a summer birthday. So in middle school, I would invite all the girls in the grade, including the new girls, so that they could meet everybody before school started.
That was
all my mom. I will say.
It was all you, though.
No.
It was your birthday.
It was my birthday, but my mom had a hard time in school.
But then you just put the new girls on the side table, right?
No. No. Yeah, and then I would bully them.
You had to figure out who was bullyable early before. So on day one, you were ready.
I'm scoping it out so I could come to the first day of school prepped. No, I promise I wasn't a bully.
No, I'm also like teasing.
But so I was small. Would like take charge in group projects or whatever, and that's like stereotypical for a coxswain, is like small in charge, whatever.
Right.
So I'm 5'10" now, but when I started high school, I was probably like 5'1", and then I grew 7 inches through high school, which is not crazy, not abnormal, but then I continued to grow 2 more inches once I graduated. So that's, I basically grew out of it. I didn't realize that I was going to be as tall as I am now. But so that's why I'm not short, but I was a coxswain.
Yeah,
when I started, I was like relatively short. And then it was just, I hadn't grown yet and everyone else had.
And I think that that's, I'm saying this like half sarcastically and half like, there's probably some truth to it. You know, you didn't reach your full potential in rowing because you grew. Right.
I mean, low key, it is like weight is an important factor.
Right.
And you know, yeah, we can get into that if we want, but it was not easy in high school, and then I got to college and I was not as worried about it. But it definitely like makes a difference. Like you can feel it at a certain point. The difference between like 20 pounds is a big difference.
Definitely.
So.
Do you know I was really short in middle school?
No way.
And like going into high school. Yeah, I was the second shortest guy in my entire middle school.
Mm.
And I didn't grow until high school either. I had like a pretty big growth spurt in, I think, maybe it was like 8th grade. But Yeah, I was super, super short. So my mom is really short. My dad's really tall. My dad's like 6'3". My mom is, I don't want to get her height wrong because that's embarrassing, but I think she's 5'3".
Okay.
I think she's like a foot shorter than my dad. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of the gamble with each of the kids in my family. Like, are you going to be tall like dad or are you going to be short like mom?
What,
and so
did you all end up relatively tall or?
So I'm tall. My sister who you've met, she's, I think about the same height as you. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe she's 5'9" I think she's 5'10". The next two sisters are both short. Not as short as my mom, but I think they're 5'6".
Okay. So five, like five. Average.
Yeah, yeah,
average.
They're not like shorties, mm-hmm. but and then my brother was kind of same as me. He was really short for a long time, and then he's just about my height now too. I think
okay.
he's.
Do you think he's gonna pass you?
I think he has potential because I think I grew until senior year of high school, and he's only a junior. So
okay,
if he grows another inch in the next year and a half.
Well, and growing in college isn't—it's not off the table.
I mean, the only reason my dad is that tall is because he grew until through college. So. But I think I stopped. I think I stopped in senior year of high school. But
yeah, every summer I'd come home from college and see my friend's parents, who I hadn't seen, you know, since I left for college the year before. And I'd give them a hug or whatever. And they'd always, every summer, they're like, "You got taller." And I'm like, "How am I getting taller? I'm in college." They're like, "I don't know. You just are." And
right.
I in fact did. So
that's funny. It's fine. I mean, so I'm like definitely not short, but I am. Like the shortest of my guy friends in Minnesota still. Everyone there is so tall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, half
I don't
the
know what they do out in the Midwest, but.
Half the reason I was like the second shortest guy in middle school was mm-hmm. also because everyone was just generally taller. So I wasn't a stump, but I definitely was pretty, mm-hmm. I was pretty short until.
Do you think it's like the casseroles?
The. So I was
you know, I mean,
like a
I'm
slave? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Casseroles, like.
Casseroles?
Yeah, like Midwest.
Oh,
a minute.
I thought
cuisine.
You were saying. I thought you said caste rolls.
No! Oh
like,
my God.
If you're taller, you're higher in like the caste system. I thought that's what you're saying. No, yeah, you're talking about Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it's the casseroles. What do you guys have in Oregon? Okay, also, by the way, I don't know if we've ever had this question, but mm-hmm. it crossed my mind when I was preparing for today because we
okay.
haven't even gotten into what I did prepare. Okay. So I said we didn't prepare the Taylor Swift thing, I did prepare something uh-huh. else. Am I supposed to pronounce it Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay, that's what I've always thought, but then some people say it differently.
If
and
someone
whatever.
Says Oregon, they're wrong.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I respect the correct way to mm-hmm. say like a place from the person who mm-hmm. is from there mm-hmm. because the people from, I don't know. That being said.
Like there's stickers that people have.
Right.
That are spelled O-R-Y-G-U-N.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Oh, I yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah.
to correct the people that
yes.
say Oregon.
So my roommate in college, she's from Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But everyone, well, not everyone. A lot of people pronounce it Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Probably myself included.
Some people also probably say Louisville.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just, that's just terribly wrong.
Yeah.
But I say Louisville because I have been corrected by him. Mm-hmm. But we always would joke that, like, take it to, like, the extreme. And we'd always mm-hmm. say that, oh, no, Kevin pronounces it Louisville. Yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't actually do that. He had, like, a very slight, he had more of a southern accent than I do a Minnesotan accent. Mm-hmm. But he definitely didn't have a, like, a drawl or anything
yeah.
like that. But he was definitely. You could tell he's from, I guess you could probably tell he's from Kentucky because he definitely wasn't south enough to be like mm-hmm. Alabama or Mississippi or something, but, or Georgia. But I have like the slightest, I have more of like a Midwest accent than mm-hmm. like a real Minnesotan accent. I think the only thing Minnesotan about my accent is I just say a couple words differently.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, I feel like Oregon doesn't really have one. But
yeah, I don't think so.
The only, like, and there's not a lot of, like, Oregon slang or anything like that.
What do you guys eat, though? What's your hot dish?
We don't really, like.
You don't have a signature?
We're newer. Like
you're not that new.
It's not like Portland. I guess, like, Seattle. So I went to school in Seattle.
They have
Seattle
coffee.
Has the Seattle dog.
What's on that?
It's like a hot dog with cream cheese on it, I want to say. I don't actually think I ever had one while I was there. But that's like the standard.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if there's like a Portland dish. Like an Oregon dish.
Right. Maybe
it's
you just don't
like
know about it.
Hipster culture.
Right.
And coffee and craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As it should be, you know.
Yeah, no.
The true tenets of American civilization.
I miss my little craft coffee shops. We just have, like, Tate here. But maybe I also haven't done enough searching.
I mean, I don't drink coffee, so I'm, mm-hmm. like, the worst person to ask. But I feel like the vibe I've gotten is there's a lot more interesting coffee-type places around, like, Cambridge, Somerville. Mm-hmm. than in Boston proper, there's a lot of them. Or, like, there's a mass of, you know, coffee places on Newbury Street and this and that, you know, Back Bay, here, there, south, whatever. But it's just, like, they're just kind of a dime a dozen, like,
yeah.
you know, ran.
It's, like, the same chain of Tate Pavement.
Right, yeah. Whereas the ones out here are more, like, actually family-owned type stuff. Yeah. Obviously, the deeper you go into the squares, I don't get any cool, like, family-owned stuff in Kendall
mm-hmm.
because it's literally just biotech.
Yeah.
There's no... Mom and Pop are not hanging out in Kendall Square.
No, no.
So, yeah, I'm not actually close to any of that
mm-hmm.
cooler stuff, but you probably should be in your next destination.
Yes, hopefully. But I got to find my new spots. We're moving in a couple months, which is exciting.
Very exciting. Because your lease is... You don't have a September 1, right? It's in the summer?
Well, so our lease ends August 1, but our new place starts September 1.
Oh, wait, so you're going to be homeless for a month.
Yeah. Yep.
You can hang out in our basement for a month.
No, I think I'll probably go back to Oregon.
You're just going to work like remote for a month?
Yeah, like I can work remotely.
Okay.
Wait,
so that's like right, you're literally going to have your birthday and then go home for a month.
Yeah, I can't believe you remember my birthday.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy when it's the same day as my sister's.
Oh, okay, that
but
helps.
But I would have, for the record, I would have remembered it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I like remembering. I like birthdays a lot because I'm like a big gift giver,
mm-hmm.
gift person, I guess. Like, I think it's hard for me to be like, oh, my love language is gift giving,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like I resonate with multiple love languages.
You're just a lover, I guess.
I'm just a lover.
Speaking
of Taylor Swift.
I saw actually like a thing. I don't know if it's a conspiracy or a tweet
right.
or whatever. I can't remember where I saw it. But someone said that the man who made up the love languages just made it up so he could say that his love language was touch and like quality time and didn't actually have to like give his wife what he wanted,
right.
what she wanted.
That's funny.
I don't know if there's any merit in that though. So don't quote me on it.
Interesting. Yeah. I definitely feel like I subscribe to more than one of them, but I like gift giving, like almost, I wouldn't say like to a fault because there's no fault in giving gifts, but I like scheme out like what I'm getting people for their birthdays and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So if I already kind of know what I want to do, I need to like remember when the damn birthday is so I can like get it in time.
uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if you, so two years ago, I got Camille a pair of these shoes for her birthday and they're like kind of like rare shoes. And so I was monitoring for like over 6 months the price of a pair of these shoes because I like needed to hit it as optimal as possible. So I was like, it was getting so close to her actual birthday. I was like, all right, I have to pull trigger now because the longer I wait, the, you know, I'm running out of time to hoping it's yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I spent.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like uh-huh. sometimes there's scheming involved. So I have to actually remember the birthdays.
Uh-huh.
So
I know that's so thoughtful. The way I do it is I have like a list of people in my life that I like to give gifts to. And throughout the year, just if I ever see something and I think of them, I'm like, oh, this would be a great gift.
Right.
I just like put it in my notes app. So
that's smart.
Then when come their birthday, as it's coming up, I can find it.
The notes app is convenient. I use the notes app is just like my little scheming pad. Half of my notes are like text drafts. Because I'm such like a paragraph texter,
mm-hmm.
and I've been trying so hard to be better about my thick-ass paragraphs. So a lot of times I'll write everything I want to write, And then I'll be like, okay, I don't actually have to say half of that. And so then I cut it all down and then I paste it and put it in, in the text app. But then the other half of my notes app is just like random ideas I get. Like my whole birthday party, that's all from start to finish. You can find, there's like 7 notes of like the different iterations of things I went through planning that
your
party.
Your birthday party actually inspired me.
Oh.
Yes.
For a
better party host.
Okay.
2, I was just on a trip with my coworkers this weekend doing a ski trip. And I was like, wow, this would be really fun if we were playing Jacques March Madness.
Right.
And I thought of it. So what, your birthday party was 2 weekends ago. And I didn't have time to go through and make a whole PowerPoint in a bracket. Right. And while I was there, I just was like, wow, I really wish that we were doing this, because there was this appetite to have a game that involved everybody that was a long time. And, you know, because we were overnight staying with each other and for a ski trip.
Yep.
And I was like, Jacques did it so well. Like, what would Jacques do here? And it didn't end up working because we were staying in 2 different houses. But I did draft up like a game of Survivor and how we would play, because there was like 25 of us. So that lives in my notes app now. But I truly do believe that the notes app is like the window into the soul.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of times I'll write stuff there and I'll be like, why would I ever act upon this, what I just wrote? And then it lives there forever. I don't delete a lot of stuff in the notes app.
Yeah.
Only like the worst of the worst.
The only thing that gets, I like, we'll have the same notes app with the grocery list, where I'll delete the grocery list and then like rewrite it.
Fair. Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll like write my dreams down.
Oh, see, I don't do that.
So then it's like I can go back and be like, oh, what did I dream about?
See, I also am too scared.
I haven't done it in a while, though.
I'm too scared to have a dream journal, because some of my dreams I would never. I don't even want to reread them. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I did dream that.
yeah.
It's not like perverted, but
no,
it's like.
No,
it's like,
just like random and
it's
weird.
It's like the most sus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So we don't have to dwell on that. But yeah. Okay. So we keep diverting in topic from. Well, I guess I haven't really introduced it. We should jump into what I did prepare, though, because I want to make sure we get to it. So I've been teasing it, or I teased a little bit. So I thought we'd play a game. I'll be the host of the game.
Okay.
It's not a long game. But I figured what better way to, see how real. How do you say you're from Oregon? An Oregonian?
Oregonian.
Oregonian. Is that real?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of funny. Well, anyways, I thought, you know, what better way to prove.
Oh, gosh.
That you're really. And I do have to apologize, because there's been multiple times where I, like, mistakenly said you were from Washington. Mostly because you went to school there.
Yeah.
But. I still don't forget that I've been an idiot and thought that before. Like when you showed me your ID, I was like, isn't the Washington ID green? And you're like, I don't have a Washington ID. So. Well, anyways,
I wouldn't blame you.
But we had to have a twist, of course, because it'd be one thing if I asked you a bunch of questions about Oregon. You'd probably get most of them right. You know,
From there. We know my trivia strategy is terrible.
And that's why I'm going to be giving you a chance to redeem yourself here.
Oh my god.
That's what this is.
This
is trivia, but it's not hard, but it's also not easy. I'm going to give you a set of prompts here, or you know, a question, and you have to tell me whether it's Oregon or Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so because I felt it would be fair to not just like give you like how many. You know, what's the average GDP of a, you know, stuff like that?
Can I give you a fun fact about Oregon history?
Yeah.
So the city of Portland is named after Portland, Maine.
Yep.
But it was almost named Boston. And when they were naming it, they couldn't decide whether to name it after Portland or Boston.
Uh-huh.
And so they flipped a coin. And the side, I can't remember if it was just like heads or tails or if it said Portland or Boston, but the coin lives somewhere in the city of Portland that I've seen before. And the Portland side won, so they named it Portland. But imagine if it was named Boston.
I feel like it's almost more poetic for your life.
Yeah.
That it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just means you were always supposed to be in Boston. Like, you were going to be in Boston one side of the coin or the other.
Oh, yeah. That's so sweet. I like that.
So.
Okay. Our game now?
Yeah, our game. So, I don't know if you know anything about Minnesota. We're going to learn a little bit today.
Okay.
I think we start with the lightning round just to kind of test the water. Once again, this is in the notes app, so, you know, appropriate we talked about that. So, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7 county names.
Okay.
So, these counties are either in the state of Oregon or in the state of Minnesota. You have to tell me which it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll start really easy. Okay. Sherburne County.
Minnesota.
That's correct. I lived in Sherburne County.
Oh.
That's why it's a little near and dear to my heart. Okay. Next we'll go Sherman County.
Minnesota.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Sherman County is in Oregon.
Okay.
Okay, next. Lake County.
Minnesota.
That's also in Oregon.
Lake?
Lake County.
Okay.
Some of these counties have less than 20,000 people living in them.
Yeah, yeah. You're choosing the
you want me to
the
ask
ones
you
that I've never been to. That's
how about Washington County?
That's in Oregon.
There you go. I had some easy ones in there for you. Okay. How about Redwood County?
Minnesota.
That one is in Minnesota.
If I just keep saying the same state.
You'll get 50% right, probably. How about Hennepin County?
Minnesota.
Yes, that is the big one. How about Linn County?
Oregon.
There you go. That's all. That was the lightning round. That's all I had.
Okay.
Once again, this is a nice little trivia, but I didn't want to take like 20 minutes doing this. So okay. That was the lightning round. Okay, that was the ones you probably should have known. But I think you got one wrong.
Two.
Yeah, I saw Lake County and I was like, kind of funny. But all right.
Uh-huh.
So that was the quick burners. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll get into more general trivia now.
Mm-hmm.
More like which one, though.
Okay.
Okay, so first question is, which state has the higher population?
Minnesota.
Minnesota does have a higher population.
Yeah.
Not by a ton, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it does.
I feel like Oregon probably is more concentrated.
Yeah.
It's like mostly the city of Portland and that's it, where I feel like, I mean, Minnesota probably is not the most densely populated state either, but I feel like there's a little bit more in the surrounding areas than just, you know, Minneapolis.
Makes sense. Yeah. Which state is larger by area?
Oregon.
Barely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because I was thinking about this and I was like, Oregon is more of a square shape.
Yeah.
And, Minnesota is more of a rectangle shape.
Yep.
And when you're maximizing the area relative to the perimeter.
Right.
The best thing you can do is smart. A square. I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Minnesota, Oregon's bigger by, I think, like, it's somewhere between 10 and 20,000 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a ton. But Minnesota's a decent amount taller than Oregon, but you're right. It's a big rectangle. Versus Minnesota, like, scoops in and juts out. So
exactly. You know, I was just flexing my math proofs there a little bit.
Big brain.
Uh-huh. I was a math major.
Okay, it's an interesting question. Which state has the larger island?
Minnesota.
That's incorrect, unfortunately.
I didn't know that Oregon had islands.
So it's like, I don't know. I didn't even write it down. I should have. But they have a decently big island in a lake. So, like, by definition, it's an island because it's completely surrounded by a body of water. Minnesota really doesn't have a large island. It has some, but none bigger than...
Oh, I guess. Okay. Oh. Yeah, I guess there's, like, Savi's Island. There's...
Here, let me look it up quick. It's largest island.
Like, up in the point of Oregon on the, like...
Savi Island is the... Yeah, it's bigger than any island in Minnesota.
I knew it.
So the interesting thing is there is a very big island in Lake Superior that is bigger than Savi Island by like a considerable margin. But it's technically part of Michigan, even though Minnesota is substantially closer to it than Michigan is.
How'd Michigan win that
fight? Michigan just got all of those islands in the Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. Mm. Well, I don't think there's any in Lake Michigan other than like really small ones, but there's a couple like Mackinac Island and whatever. I don't remember the name of that island because it was kind of irrelevant because it wasn't Minnesota's.
Mm-hmm.
As per this quiz. Anyways, next question. This one is another one that you'll have to think about. Which state has the larger port by total trade?
Okay, well, I want to say Oregon, but because you said that, now you got me psyched out. But I'm going to double down and say Oregon.
Okay, that unfortunately is incorrect.
No!
Do you know what Minnesota's largest port is?
No.
Duluth.
Oh.
So Duluth is on the end of all of the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
So Duluth is actually in the top 20 ports in the country.
Okay.
Portland is not even...
Portland... The port of Portland is, like, decommissioned. But I was thinking about Astoria.
Okay. Well, I didn't look too deep. I just...
Yeah, but...
There's no Oregon port that's top 20 and Duluth is, so...
Mm, that makes me...
By total trade of...
Yeah.
By ton. Tons of... Mm.
Well, what? It's a lot of, like, logging?
I'm sure, yeah, a bunch
what
of
are
that
they,
stuff.
What are they importing,
well,
exporting?
Well, pretty much anything coming from the East Coast either has to go via river or through the Great Lakes.
Why can't they put it on a truck?
Because it's easier to go by boat.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they do put stuff on trucks, but... Look, I don't know.
You're not in the logistics.
Okay, next question. Which state has the state beverage of milk?
I didn't even know states had beverages.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not all of them do, but Oregon and Minnesota both do. Your answer is Oregon?
Yeah.
It's actually a trick question. Both states' official state drink
oh, yeah.
is milk.
Okay, so I'm going to give myself that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was just a fun little...
The way you looked at me, I was like, am I going to get
it
wrong again?
Okay, next question. Which state... has land that was included in the Louisiana Purchase first explored by Lewis and Clark?
Oregon.
That is incorrect.
Bruh.
So Lewis and Clark actually did go all the way to Oregon. That's where the end of their trip was.
Uh-huh.
But it's because they went past the Louisiana Purchase. They never stepped foot in Minnesota, but southern Minnesota was included in the Louisiana territory.
Oh, okay.
So you learn something new about history.
Yeah, I mean, the Oregon Trail... Hence the name, Oregon Trail.
You want to know a fun fact that the Oregon Trail actually just missed our game today. Because you know the famous game, Oregon
yeah.
Trail, the like Pixel. Do you know
yeah,
who
yeah,
developed
yeah.
that game?
MathWorks.
No. It was actually a small company in Minnesota
who
developed that game.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was looking for like Minnesota to Oregon comparisons online, that was like the top of all of
okay.
them. But I was like... Yeah. What am I going to phrase the question? Who developed the game?
The
Oregon
Trail. Yeah.
You know, whatever. But
fun fact about the Oregon Trail. It exists mostly as just like white stakes, at least the parts that I've seen in Oregon.
Sure.
But my family has some property out in the middle of nowhere, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And the Oregon Trail runs through it. So you can.
Oh.
Yeah. If you ever come out and visit during the summertime, we can go out there. Look at the white stakes.
Could be little
and then
pilgrims or what? No,
yeah,
who
well,
are they?
So
they're not pilgrims, right?
One of my dad's friends bought like a, I don't know if it's a model covered wagon.
Okay.
Or like a true.
Right.
Like historic. It can't
like Boomer
be.
Sooner type.
But yeah, like a covered wagon that
okay.
sits out there on the Oregon Trail. It's pretty cool.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. That is like a pretty stereotypical Oregon thing
yeah.
that we got.
There's you might not have food, but you do have wagons and dysentery.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Which state's motto, English translation from Latin, is "She flies with her own wings"?
Minnesota.
That would be Oregon, actually.
Gosh, I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad.
Okay, which state? You should know this one. You should know this
okay.
one. Which state has the world's smallest park?
Oregon.
Yeah, that's correct. It's Oregon. It's literally just like a little tree.
Yeah,
I saw
it
online.
It. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've not.
It's
I have
in
not
Portland.
Seen it. Yeah. Which state can you purchase the world's? It's the which state has the world's largest purchasable hamburger?
That seems like a Minnesota thing.
Unfortunately, that is also
no!
Oregon.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Believe it or not,
where?
It's huge. I didn't write it down. I was just looking for like world's biggest things in, okay. in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Which state has a larger state fair?
Minnesota.
That's correct. Minnesota actually finally. Has the highest rated state fair in the country.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, if you're ever in Minnesota in the summer.
Yeah.
I don't have a trail, but.
You don't have.
The Minnesota state. So there's only one state fair that's bigger than Minnesota. It's Texas. Mm. As you could, you know, guess. They just have a bigger state.
Everything's bigger there.
Right. But Minnesota's is like routinely ranked the best state fair. Uh-huh. It's so awesome. So much good food. Lots of activities. It was like everything you'd ever want in a fair. So, okay, I've got two more questions.
Okay.
These should be gimmies.
Please.
I wanted to end on a high note for you. Okay. Which state has a higher number of lakes?
Minnesota.
That's correct. Okay.
Well, what if I said Oregon?
We'd cut the
just instant end.
Yeah. Final question. Which state has more miles of river?
Oregon.
That's correct. Substantially.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how many rivers there are.
It's
in
a
Oregon.
Lot of river. Because there's all the mountains.
Because my original thought, so that's the end of the game. Thank you for playing. Mm-hmm. I don't think you did super well.
No,
but I wasn't keeping
this.
Score, but
I literally said at the beginning how bad I am at trivia. So.
But yeah, my original question was, what if we did which state has a higher shoreline, including lakes and rivers?
Because
I was like, it's easily going to be Minnesota because we have so many lakes. So we have a really large shoreline. Like the joke is always, oh, Minnesota has more shoreline than California, which I don't even know if that's true. But there is a substantial amount of shoreline. I could find stats on the amount of shoreline in Minnesota. The problem is I could not find those stats for Oregon because counting stats for like river length and then also no one has bothered to run those shoreline numbers for Oregon because it's never in this like gimmicky discussion and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm not doing that math myself.
No.
So I didn't. So I was like, there's more rivers there. There's more lakes there.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of rivers, a lot of mountains. It's very pretty there. I like it.
No mountains in Minnesota, but that's why we're the Midwest.
Yeah, it's pretty flat there.
Yeah.
But can I ask you a question?
Please.
Can I derail your...
Oh, yeah, we're done. That was... Okay. Thank you for playing.
I see a Minecraft TNT box. Can I bring that up?
You're the first person, I think, that's brought that up. Yeah, so that
really?
Was...
Really?
Well, it's new, so...
No, okay. I want to know because...
Are you a big Minecrafter?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like for real?
Dead ass.
Like do you just like play Minecraft?
Not anymore, but in like middle school.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, hold on.
Okay.
Buckle up. So in middle school, I was like obsessed with Minecraft.
Okay.
And then I like played a little bit through high school, and then in college I would like every year or so would like make a server with my friends and play incessantly for like 3 weeks, and then so I've revisited it a couple times in the last few years, but I do love Minecraft.
So for the record, now that you've said that, we're doing that because I know Aaron would be 100% game.
Okay.
And we could make Molly play.
Uh-huh.
Like she could come over because I don't know how well she could do on her laptop setting up.
Yeah.
All that stuff. She wants to play with a controller. I have it on my consoles.
Oh.
So she could play over.
Can you play PC and Xbox together?
Ooh, yeah, with Minecraft Realms.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's come a long way since you've played. I truthfully haven't played a ton since really college either.
Yeah.
Because me and my friends will do the same thing. We'll be
my MacBook gets so hot.
Oh, yeah. But we'll be like, what if we played Minecraft this week? You know, and it's like totally random once every like 2 years.
Yeah.
But, see, if we would have led with that, I never would have asked you if you were a bully because bullies don't play Minecraft.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So now I know you're not lying to me. You know, okay. No, I'm just kidding. But my friends for Christmas, do you know what that is? Obviously, it's a TNT block, but like it's not just a little TNT block. Like it is something.
No? What do you mean?
Okay, well, first I'll show you. I gotta, here, we're going mobile now, which
okay.
is fun.
Because you got the mic.
Yeah, I usually can't go mobile on the podcast, but we're breaking
we're
barriers
moving.
Here. Yeah. So let's go ahead and...
breaking that glass. Oh,
ooh, it lights
that's
up.
Sick.
It lights up. I wish I could show the viewers at home, the listeners, but I do have a just giant, it's not that giant, but you could almost imagine it like two scale. Well,
a cube.
It's a cube. Yeah, it's like a TNT block. But anyways, yeah, I turned the lights on. It lights up in the front. It's actually a refrigerator.
Whoa, that's
yeah. So
sick.
that's what it is. So for Christmas, my friends decided they wanted to give me a gag gift. They actually got me two gag gifts. One of the two, I'm not going to say on the show what it was. It was not your mom and pop's gag gift. The second gag gift they gave me was a Minecraft TNT refrigerator. And quite frankly, if it wasn't a fridge, if it was just like a wooden Minecraft TNT block, I probably wouldn't have it in my room. But it does have practical use.
No,
I
mean, I thought it was just decoration, and I was complimenting the just like the little block there.
Thank you.
But
yeah, but shout out Noah and Alex. Actually, they will. The two who bought that for me will be here in 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
So if we all end up going out on
St. Patty's Day
on
with my mom,
with your mom, brother, and Aaron's family and everyone. Yeah, you'll get to tell them you saw the Minecraft TNT block.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's one of many decorations in my room. I have a lot of, it's very cross theme in here. Just a lot of random stuff, but everything's kind of got a story in some way or another. I'm kind of a hoarder.
No.
A hoarder.
No, it's very clean in here. You like just have, like, you are a collector.
Right.
But it's not, like, overdone. It's just, like, a little, you just have your things that you have on display.
But no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I have a lot more stuff I need to hang up, too. Because I have a lot of stuff I want to hang up, I just don't want to put it up raw. I want to put it in frames.
Mm-hmm.
And getting frames for, like, weird-sized posters is, like,
expensive.
A hassle.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't just, like, go to Target and get the frame. I have to, like, order it. And, yeah, it's expensive and yada, yada, yada. So.
Yeah, sorry. I just kind of derailed you there.
No, I don't even know where I was going.
The Minecraft tangent.
No, yeah, we should play Minecraft for sure. That would be so much fun.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm down. I think it'd also be really fun. Like, I love playing with, because Minecraft obviously is really easy to play.
Right.
But if no one's ever showed you what to do.
No.
Of like punching
imagine,
a tree.
Can you imagine Molly playing Minecraft?
That's what I'm envisioning, yeah. But I wasn't gonna name drop her like
oh,
that.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I will. I've pictured her play games in general. She could hardly do Just Dance, and there's
no thought
behind it.
No, she slayed Just
okay,
Dance.
Okay, I don't
want to
say
let's
she
not,
hardly. I'm just saying
let's
she was
not
very
slander
confused.
Molly on the podcast.
I'm ready
here.
To. No, I need a reason for her to come on and defend herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just poking fun. I think Molly did not do bad at Just Dance, but what are you laughing about? you don't want to be a part of this. I'm starting a war right now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
no
part
scared.
Of this.
I have to go home to her tonight.
That's okay. She's coming
over later tonight.
So, yeah.
I don't know if I'll see her tonight, actually. So
I will.
See.
I'll tell her we didn't say a single bad thing. Okay. I'm being very like funny. I don't actually.
Jacques is like trying to start fights right now.
I'm always trying to start a fight.
What's the word for that?
Instigator?
Yeah. You're feeling like stirring the pot.
I'm instigatious.
Instigatious.
That's not a real thing. I just made it up. Also, have you looked at this? Why are you so much louder than me? You said you're loud. That's why you're the coxit or whatever, right?
Coxin, yeah.
Coxin? Oh,
No, I definitely think I've toned down since my coxing days.
Mm.
I used to genuinely have a stick up my ass, and I don't think I was very fun, which is why no one in high school wanted to be friends with me. My only friends were, like, rowing friends in high school. So if anyone from my high school is listening to this.
Shout out.
I don't know who would be.
Shout out Nicole's high school friends.
All the ones that said they would come to my grad party and then didn't show up. That one hurt.
Oh, those haters?
Yeah, those are some of my other haters. But, no, I mean, rightfully so. I don't think I was very fun to be around. I was very,
you're a bully.
No,
I'm
wasn't. I wasn't a bully. Bullies don't play Minecraft.
No, you're right. Well, some, maybe you were breaking. No, I'm just kidding. I'll drop this. I don't mean to perpetuate a bit that you were like a mean person. I know you're not, or you weren't, you know, so.
Yeah.
Or
no,
I can tell you weren't.
I've toned down, but I used to like, I can definitely, project my voice.
I can envision
when
it.
Needed. And actually, I you know, a lot of people hate listening to the sound of their voice.
Yeah, I hate it tremendously.
But I'm unfortunately incredibly used to it.
Oh, okay.
Because when you're coxing, like a big thing is what you're saying to the crew, and when you're in a race, you're like basically yelling. So I would have to yell during a race, during a really high pressure situation, saying like basically whatever comes to mind. And then I'd have to listen to that back.
Yep.
And with me sitting there and then my coach and the other coxswains all listening to it and critiquing it.
That is crazy.
Which was like terrible feeling.
That would be frightening to me. I actively dislike the sound of my own voice, mm-hmm. which you're like, Jacques, why do you have a podcast then? That's one of the, you know, mysteries of life. how does that work out? But I mean, that's why I didn't have one until I started 2 years ago. Because mm-hmm. I used to make like the trillion different excuses for why I didn't want to do one.
Yeah.
And usually high on the list is I have a terrible sounding voice. Mm-hmm. So like,
well, you just have to like, exposure therapy yourself to it.
Right. And that's what I've done.
And so maybe if you sit and watch other people listen to the sound of your own voice and have them critique it, then you won't feel as bad about it anymore.
Yeah. But what if they tear me a new one?
Well, no, they do. But then you just like get used to it eventually.
Oh.
After years of
or people people just like my voice. And
yeah. Or they're just like, Jock, your voice is so awesome.
Right. I need cool I need more of an ego stroke than a teardown, you know?
Okay. I can boost your ego, actually.
No, it's you don't.
No. I have something complimentary to say.
Okay.
I was with, so Jacques has met some of my coworkers before.
Yep.
At a
Are you
going to
talk about Harrison? Okay.
Yes.
You tagged him in your Insta story, and I was like, oh, I want to follow him, but I don't want to be weird. So
no,
I didn't.
Oh my God.
So
no,
I didn't,
please.
But I literally
That's
that
so cute because I was talking to Harrison. Shout out Harrison.
Shout out Harrison.
About you, because I was telling him how I was coming on to your podcast.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going on my friend's podcast, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, is it Jacques? And I was like, yeah, it's Jacques. And he's like, oh, my God. Like, I would totally love to hang out with Jacques. He was so cool.
Dude, we met one night. Uh-huh. I love that man. He was so awesome.
No, and he
left your party early,
to
too. I was so mad when he left.
Yeah.
We were getting along real well.
About you. And he was saying how he wanted to hang out with you.
Yeah, all your coworkers are super awesome. Was it Jess or two? She was at the. She was really cool too.
Mm-hmm. Shout out
and,
Jess.
And there's a number of the other ones I just don't remember. There, those are the two I remember because I saw them. Well, mm-hmm. I only saw Harrison once, but we talked for a long time at your party.
Yeah,
Jess I saw multiple times, but the rest of them are all really cool too.
Yeah,
I'd love to.
Well, this was supposed to be about complimenting you and you.
Oh.
Now you're complimenting my friends, which is great. But the whole point was we were just talking about how great you are.
Thank you.
2 days ago. And he met you at my house and was like, oh my God, I really want to hang out with Jacques in the future and wants to be your friend.
Good.
So maybe I can help facilitate a beautiful friendship.
Straight up, I'm not kidding. When you you posted you were skiing or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were doing a whole trip and stuff with your mm-hmm. coworkers, but I saw you like had posted it. And you, like, added him on it?
Uh-huh.
Or I think that's what it was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a picture of him and my other coworker
yeah.
going, like, through the mud.
And I was like, wait, is that the Harrison? I clicked in, it was his Insta profile. I was like, oh, I so want to follow him. But I was like, I don't want to be, like, weird. Because I was like,
no.
What if he doesn't even know? He probably doesn't remember who I was.
No.
That was my thought, so
no.
I didn't. But
He remembered you and said that he wanted you to be friends. So
cool. I'd like that as well, so.
Maybe we can facilitate a
yeah.
friendship.
A little play date or something.
Yeah, I can set one up for you guys.
That's so funny. Yeah, that was I mean, you're talking about I throw good parties. That party you had back in December, that was
okay,
a lot of
that
fun
was
too.
Not on your level, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't like your birthday party.
I guess.
You think I'm the giant whose shoulders you have to walk on. You don't even know what this came. This wasn't even our best work.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So just stay tuned.
Well, so fun fact, Jacques and I actually met at a party.
That is also true.
And I would say that we met first before.
Oh, yeah.
So Jacques and I are friends now because our roommates are dating each other. But if we really go back.
Oh, yeah.
Jacques and I were friends first.
Yeah.
We played Pong together. I did terrible in my
true fashion.
Oh,
I did terrible too. Yeah.
We
got our redemption, though. We haven't lost since that night.
We haven't played.
Yeah, we played once.
Together?
Yeah, at your party in December.
Oh, you're right.
We absolutely destroyed Molly and Aaron.
Yeah,
and I'd
that.
Play I would play with you as my teammate any
wow.
other time.
Thank you,
and
Jacques.
I mean that. Because
why. There's no reason why. I actually probably had the worst Pong performance of my life last week.
Yeah, but you still came through.
I'm talking not at your party.
Oh, okay.
No, I think when Ready For It came on and I made that cup, that was probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
I'll say, look, if we like end up being at more parties that have Pong,
yeah,
we can continue to be partners. I'll show you like the way.
Coach me up.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the thing. Usually I play with Aaron and we're really good together. I can't whisper on this mic because it doesn't pick up enough. It's because I'm the good one. Okay.
Oh.
So when I'm not playing with him, when he has to like play with Molly or something, we'll just run them off the table. It won't even matter. So I feel confident, like, you know, this could be a new dynasty. Me and Aaron, you know, he poses too much of a threat.
I can't be stepping on Aaron's toes like that. I like come on this podcast. We're slandering.
Once again, I'm trying to start beef right now. Yeah. You're trying to derail this. I'm trying to set things up here.
I don't want to encroach
putting things into motion.
Aaron's territory of rights to you as a Pong partner.
No, it's okay. Sometimes you just got to let the little bro in his place, you know? I'm just kidding. Aaron is definitely not my little bro. He would sun me real quick.
Yeah.
But, maybe not. I don't know.
If only. I'm excited to hear the reactions.
Oh, Aaron won't even listen. He doesn't listen to the show.
What if he listens?
He'll listen because he heard that I called him little bro.
Yeah. No, what you need to do is you just need to like drop a
also,
little
tease. Once again, he does listen to the show, just not like as frequently as you do.
But just at the end of every episode, you know, like when they leave like the most like the cliffhanger to the very end, or like the most intense part to the very end of a show. That's what you need to do, and like drop little teasers to get people to listen, but make them sit through the whole.
Yeah, I do kind of do that though.
Yeah, I mean we're reaching 1 hour here.
We're not even a third of the way done. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got all night, baby.
We haven't even talked about Taylor Swift. So.
Oh boy!
I'm just kidding.
We're gonna have another 2-hour each podcast specifically on Taylor Swift.
Right. Yeah, that was a whole. I mean. So you listened to that whole marching band?
So I listened to. So what? The first one was 2 hours.
Yeah.
I probably listened to an hour and a half.
Okay.
The first one, and then the second one was an hour.
Yeah.
And I think I listened to like 45 minutes because I like to listen to it while I work, but then I'll have to like go to a meeting.
Yep.
And then sometimes I will continue to pick it up, or sometimes I forget.
What did you think about that one?
Which one?
That whole show.
Did
you find
it
boring or no?
No, I think like it's very soothing while I'm working. You know, I'm like working and listening, so I'm like half listening.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But no, I liked your little stories. I learned a lot about the summer marching band.
Yeah, it's very very different in Minnesota.
I didn't realize that you played so many instruments either. I thought it was just the trombone, which is another thing that we have in common.
Yeah, I know.
Fun fact.
It's so funny.
Jacques and I both played the trombone.
The best instrument. Yeah. Yeah, I used to, I mean, it's hard to say I still play all those instruments,
mm-hmm.
but like throughout my life, yeah, I've played like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But I haven't played most of them in 7-8 years, and I haven't played a couple of them in like 3. So
When was the last time you picked up a trombone?
Oh, yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. I have
Where
one.
Is
you
it?
You want to bust it out?
Should we play?
That sounds like a mistake, but it'd be a good mistake. Yeah. All right, I'll get it out.
Let's see if I actively now that Jock has these new
I can go mobile.
These new
now.
Mics, he's all over the
I can
place.
Go mobile. Let's see. I haven't taken this out of its case in probably a couple years.
Oh my gosh.
This is gonna be bad.
Oh boy.
It's dangerous. I still have the scotch tape with my name on it from 6th grade.
This is the same one.
This is the instrument I learned how to play music on.
Wow.
It's not fancy. I don't have a trigger. I don't know if you ever got to that point.
No, I didn't.
Let's see. Do I have a? Yep. Okay.
I bet the slide is.
I'm gonna set this
so
down. You're gonna
fucking
you're
dry.
Gonna
okay. Yeah. So I'll narrate. So basically, Jacques is assembling the trombone right now. So I don't know if you guys are. Experienced in trombone assembly, but it basically is in 2 parts, the slide and The horn? What's the other part
called?
The
slide. What do you mean?
The other part that goes over your shoulder. Not the mouse piece, not the slide.
I don't know what you call it. It's just part of the...
The trombone that goes on your shoulder.
That it has a name?
No, I don't know. I didn't know if there was. Let's see. I'll put that there.
I can't even remember how to play.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously you can.
Yeah. Are you gonna can I try? Yeah, I want to give it a try. No, it's fine. Uh-huh.
I don't think anything got picked up with what I just said, but yeah. So Nicole's going to give it a try. Okay. Yep. Okay, here she goes. Okay, yep, unlock it. Yep, okay. Wow. I hope that... Is that getting picked up? I think it is. Oh, it's definitely not. Here.
I don't even...
I have a solo that I
kind of an expert. I had multiple solos. I was kind of cracked. That's so funny.
That is proof, though, that
no, you can play. You can play.
Yeah, I was first chair. I played okay, for
beast.
4 years.
Four
I was
years?
In jazz band.
Damn, see, I didn't even play jazz band.
Yeah. I still know the solo off the top of my head. Like, I can sing it in my head, but
right.
I think if you give me, like, 2 hours, I could probably figure it out.
I bet. No, I don't even think it's like
muscle memory a little
right.
bit in there.
So the solos I had were later when I had already switched to baritone, so all my solos vowel stuff. So I could play most of it. Similar, if I like sat down and remember the notes and stuff, I could play it on the trombone. It just wouldn't sound the same because, like, did you get in the first episode to the point where I played my solo? If I
no.
didn't, after we're done recording, I'll actually probably show you because it's kind of funny. But, man, yeah, that takes me back. The reason I ask if you found it boring or whatever, I was just kind of curious because that was the first episode, I mean, first two-part episode, but that was the first episode where, like, I feel like I didn't really have, like, necessarily fun stories, or it wasn't really like a collection of different points. It was kind of just like start to finish. This was the whole,
mm-hmm.
you know, story more or less. And
yeah,
none of it was exciting, but it was just something I wanted to.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be nice, especially like when you're older and you want to remember all the little details.
Right.
It's a great way to have it. It's like, why I'm like when Molly and I went to Europe for 3 weeks, we
yep.
both of us, but like I'm pretty bad at keeping up with my journaling. But while I was there, I journaled a lot. And I'm really glad I did because now I have little, I can read and see what we did every day
yep.
and all the little things that just kind of like you might not remember if you don't write it down or record it in some way.
Right. So. You don't use Be Real, do you?
I used to.
Okay.
I was actually like an early adopter of Be Real.
Okay.
If I feel like maybe I'm like hyper aware because we're on the podcast, but I feel like there's been so many times where you say something, something, something. And I'm like, well, I actually, if fun fact, this and this and that.
Right.
Trying to like sound cool.
Oh, no.
But I was an early adopter of Be Real. I had it like, I don't know. 2021 is that?
Yeah, late 2021 is when it started. I got mine
yeah.
in February 22.
Yeah, I got mine like November of 2021, December 2021.
Yeah, I was definitely like the first week of February 22. Since the day I got it, I've missed it twice.
I did like a social media cleanse and I deleted Be Real, and it wasn't one that I was like wishing for, because
sure.
when I started work, then you're just at your desk all day.
Yep. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, though.
Yeah.
See, the reason I like it, because I'm like a Be Real. I be real.
Yeah. No,
I take
me
it,
too.
I take it religiously yeah. on time. The only time mm-hmm. I don't take it on time is when I'm like off my phone, and then I take it the second I'm like,
yeah.
oh, it went off.
Yeah, I respect that.
I never wait. So a lot of my Be Real is just straight up me sitting at my desk.
Uh-huh.
But that's why I like it, because genuinely, I can go back and be like, oh, what was I doing this week? And that week will be like working, because that's what I was doing
mm-hmm.
that week. So sometimes, you know, I'm doing something in an afternoon. It doesn't get captured. Like today, I think it went off. Oh, yeah, it went off during lunch today. So,
yeah, Makes sense.
Like, I could, here, do you want to, you know they do bonus B-reels now?
Oh, no. So I've been off B-reel. Yeah.
So they change it.
Then.
So if you take it on time, you get 2 extra B-reels in the day.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So it incentivized doing it on time because the big reason people were doing it before, they're like, well, I'm going to do something fun in a couple hours. I'll wait to take my B-reel till then. Now if you take it on time, you get bonus ones. So here, I'll take. Oh, yeah, get the trombone. Get the trombone in it here. Okay, we're going to. Yep. Everyone's going to be, this is great. Okay.
We got the trombone.
Yep, it's in there. We're good. Oh, yep.
Sorry,
okay,
listeners.
Okay, sorry for the B-reel, the B-reel break there. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But see, now I'll look back and I'll be like, oh, it's just working that day. Oh, wait, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, we were ripping.
I was
ripping the trombone.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy licks on the.
You remember, like, actually, like, seeing the trombone and having it. Out,
also, sorry, it's crusty as hell. Once again, that has not been played in a good like 7 years.
It like brought back all the memories of, you know, when you'd like finish band class and you'd be like taking apart your trombone and you'd have to like dump the spit out of the slide and it'd just pour all onto the ground.
Yeah, disgusting.
So gross.
Yeah, you should. So obviously a big thing for me for marching band was, so especially when I did like the year of drum corps, which is like the professional marching band stuff.
Uh-huh.
So our shows were like 13 minutes long and we'd do it over and over and over again. And so, you know, always the jokes about like band camp and all that stuff. I like actually had band camp like in high school. That was like a big thing. And so every single weekend we would practice from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or, you know, whenever practice got out. And it would be that way like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every weekend the entire summer.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the week would be performances or performances on the weekend and stuff. And so the amount of spit that, you know, because we play, and at pretty much after, in between each rep, you're emptying your spit valve. And the, like, sheer amount of spit you go through is crazy. And
so
it's like,
gross.
And also on top of that, we're, like, running around while playing. So it's also, you're really sweaty, too. And it's just, like way too many.
And you're, like, a middle, high school?
I was in high school at the time,
I mean, still, high schoolers are not the most hygienic.
Yeah, especially band kids.
Okay? I wasn't going to say
No, I mean, I think I discussed this in that episode, too. It's like, I mean, I obviously band was what I did. I was, you know, passionate about it, and I had a lot of fun. I mean, I pursued doing, like, not just, like, what happened in high school. But, like, that being said, I acknowledge that, like, 75% of the kids who do band are, like, the weird kids.
Uh-huh.
And, like, was I one of them? Yeah. But it was, like, almost hard. I don't want to sound, like, patronizing or whatever, but it's, like, sometimes it was, like, guys, do we really have to be, like, this immature?
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, like... Like, I'm not going to be here like, oh, I'm better than every other band kid.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a big frustrating thing about...
You're a band nerd, but you weren't like the biggest band nerd.
Right. Like...
So you were the bully of the band nerd.
I was not a bully.
Yeah.
No,
that's
I was
what I'm hearing.
Maybe a bit of a bully. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I was a bully, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, so like at Notre Dame for band... We obviously, the band at Notre Dame is more of a service to the football team.
Yeah.
Because we're there for the crowd. We're there to, like, hype the band up, play this right school songs at the right time. And there's so many people who, like, feign oblivious, like, oh, like, what's a first down? It's like, okay, the least you could do, like, they're like, go sports ball. I'm like, guys, you realize if the football team doesn't exist, no one knows who you are. You know what I mean? It's like, I get not caring about football, but, like, you don't have to, like, commit to not caring about the game.
Uh-huh.
And it would be, like, they'd go out of their ways to be, like, what's sports?
Uh-huh.
I just know about Minecraft. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's, and, like, the chance we would do would actually be, like, juvenile. And some of them, it would be fun. But, like...
What was the most juvenile chance?
Oh, like, I can't even. But, okay, this is one that's good. John will have a good crack out of this when he listens to this episode. So my friend who I mentioned earlier, John, so I know him from college. He was in band with me. But I think it was my junior year. It might have been my sophomore year, but I was kind of, I've always been kind of like a class clown, like whatever, but like not like to a fault, but
class clown and bully can sometimes go hand in hand.
No, I know. I was probably a little bit of a bully.
No.
I'm just kidding. Well, whatever. So I did...
Such a dumb joke.
I know. That's so Anyways, the trumpets, I think it was the trumpets at one game started doing this. So they do this chant that's like F-I-R-S-T down. Uh-huh. That one's not juvenile. That's just like an example. But there was one time that a couple of the trumpets, I don't know if they were doing it on purpose or something, but they were like spelling it wrong. They were doing F-I-R-I-S-T down.
Fearist.
And I literally to this day do not know if they were just like doing it because they thought they were funny or if they legitimately didn't realize they were spelling first and they were just going with the flow. And I thought it was so funny. So I started doing F-I-R-I-S-T down. And so for the rest of that year, and I think to this day they might, my section still chants F-I-R-I-S-T down.
Mm-hmm.
So that one isn't really, maybe that one other people think is juvenile, but I like that. So
that's funny.
Yeah, be first down, first down, first down, F-I-R-I-S-T down.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be F-I-R-S-T down.
Oh, yeah. It does kind of sound like it could be right.
And that's why I think that they actually were just like saying things and not realizing that they were saying first down for for whatever, because they like
it
choose to
sounds
not.
Better.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I stuck with it. I was like, this is funny and it sounds better.
Yeah. Because F-I-R-S-T.
And I invented those
down.
Moves. You see those dance moves I was doing? I invented those too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was kind of a little.
You're a leader.
Yeah, a little bit. A leader of the chants. Oh, there was also. Oh, what was. I made up a couple other chants. Oh.
You got it.
No, it's going to be so hard to remember. Let's see. I don't know. Some of the other guys in my section, they were really, really funny and came up with other stuff too. That's a whole. I feel like they remember it so much better than I do, but. But I never got, like, my senior year, which is when I was supposed to be, like, actually the leader. That's when COVID happened. So I didn't get, like, a senior season, really, or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Forever paying respects to our COVID seniors.
Yeah. Yeah, I want my.
Like, the high school that buried. Made their, like, football. Not football, baseball. They did the baseball, like, under
home
plate.
Yeah, they buried it under home plate. Yeah, I want my uniform buried under the.
Yeah.
Do so, give me a plaque. Come on. So, yeah, but all in good fun. I wasn't a rower, but I was a shower.
We.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but I just thought
I don't
it was
either.
Funny. Okay, yeah, no. So
yeah,
I have so many. I have so many questions about rowing.
Okay, the rowing team had some beef with the band.
You've told me about this too. Yeah, that's funny. So you were a bully. You bullied the band kids in college.
No, I didn't do that. So I was actually on the men's team because when you're a coxswain,
right,
you don't have to be on the same.
Okay.
Like you don't have to match the gender.
No, because
only
you're not rowing.
Only the people who are physically contributing need to
sure
match the gender.
Makes sense.
So I was on the men's team, and it was. The women's team painted over the band team, then the band painting. Basically, like, we have this, like, strip of water that we row past all the time, and the band had, like, painted something years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so it's, like, rowing tradition to paint over. And, like, in the springtime, your class paints a little painting on the side with your class motto and a design and whatever. And so then they painted over an old band one that was, like, in the section of all the other rowing ones. And, it was from years and years old. It was, fading away, so they painted over it. And the band got mad, came back, and painted over their fresh paint one, even though there's other sections that they could have painted. So then there was, like, some beef there. But that was between the women's team and the band.
Oh.
And I was on the men's team. So we just were rowing by and we were just watching it all happen.
That's crazy.
It was like a day where we had to row past the same place over and over again. And it was all happening where we were rowing past.
I mean, it sounds like the women's rowing team was in the wrong, but I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're going to take the band. Sorry.
No, I also don't. No, I'm saying that jokingly. I don't. I mean, if it's so old, it's fading. Like, unless there's special reason, like. I don't know. Maybe they should have asked first, but, like, that's all they probably could have done. It is what it is.
Well, and, like, the band can move their painting
yeah
to a different spot because you know, we every year would have to spend hours and hours taking care of this section of the water because it was our team's responsibility. So we would cut all the ivy and like power wash it, and you know it's our waterway,
yeah,
it's our area, so we would, you know, pay its respects and upkeep it.
Sure.
And so they felt like they had the right to do that, but the band was upset by that. So that's the TLDR of the band rowing.
Trying to think
drama.
If I ever had beef in the band. I think the only beef I have is with the cheer team, and it's not their fault. But so we have a monogram club. Do you know what that is? Is that a thing?
No.
I don't know if that's just... I think that might just be a Notre Dame thing. So it's essentially, if you have been a student athlete, you are automatically like in the monogram club. And it's just a way to like keep connected. It's like an alumni organization, but it's just for student athletes.
Okay.
So the band isn't in it. And to be fair, I think decent, you know, good reason. Like, we do an activity. We practice just as much as a lot of athletes and stuff. But it's like, we're not competing... on behalf of the university in NCAA stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, there's definitely a difference. Like, the band stuff is definitely much more of like a club activity than a sport. But the cheer team gets to be in the monogram club, but not like competitive cheer. The cheerleaders on the sideline at Notre Dame. And it's like, they do nothing more than we do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do they get to be in the monogram club? Because if they do, I feel like I get to.
Yeah, I see your point.
Like I'm not saying what they do. They obviously do something that's, in a lot of technical ways, more athletic than us, more of like a sport. But it's not like a competitive cheer team. It's literally the cheerleaders who cheer for football, basketball games.
Yeah.
They're in the monogram club. I'm like.
They're a support
team.
Yeah,
they're there to pump up the crowd just like we are.
Yeah.
I'd be beefing.
That's a valid beef. That's who you should instigate with.
Like, because I don't... No, I instigate with everyone. I'm ready to go to war.
Yeah. Jacques feeling feisty.
I am, always. Always. No, that's funny. Okay, once again, I mean, I'm just in an instigating mood. All the stuff I've said, like, I didn't actually mean what I said about Aaron and Molly. I'm just trying to... We love you guys. I love both of them. Aaron's already been on the show. We'll get him back on again soon. The person I want to get on the most, other than Molly, is I want Camille to come back on.
Oh, yeah.
Because, so this is what I want to do. Oh, I can't even say it because then...
No, don't spoil it.
I can't.
Just tease it.
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. It's worth the listen. Okay?
There's going to be some exciting guest speakers coming back on the podcast, so stay tuned,
We've been going long enough that we can have a return of a guest. And... No, I'm excited. I jump back into doing the show. You're stroking my ego earlier. I think, you know, a lot of the reason I feel so much more motivated to keep doing it again is because, like, you listen to it and you tell me you listen to it. Like, my friend John. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm being honest when I say I do it and don't expect anyone to listen to it because I do really just do it for myself. I do it for that purpose. But it's so much more fun doing it when I know someone is going to listen to it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I would be lying if I said it didn't make me very grateful to know people listen to it and actually, like, you know, tell me they listen to it and stuff. Yeah. I say that in every episode, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for having me. It's been we've been riffing for, we're like,
no,
coming
this
up.
This is what I was saying before we even started. Like, I can talk for so long. Like, I feel like if we sat and kept talking for another 2 hours,
we could keep going for hours. But, like, again, there's so many our two main points of conversation that we'd normally go over when we hang out.
Yeah.
We haven't even touched, which is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
We've mentioned her, obviously,
couldn't go
and
without.
Then the other one is, you know, sports gambling.
Yeah,
so maybe we'll have to have another conversation.
Yeah.
Another podcast.
You know, this is coming to my mind right now.
In 3 years.
That we got to wait 3 years?
Well, I don't know. How long has it been since?
Here's my thought. Right.
Okay.
We get Molly on. Obviously. Then we do like a joint episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can hash out I'll let her, you know. I've been the one throwing all the punches, but maybe she's got something to say to you. You never know. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Nothing but complimentary towards Molly.
No, I know. Of course. She's just over here all the time. So I'm kidding. Once again, I'm kidding. Okay. It's just funny.
I know. I think we threw everyone a little bit when I was like, I'm going to go hang out with Jacques. They're like, you're what? I was like, yeah, me and Jacques are friends. We can hang out. That's allowed.
So it goes.
Fill a podcast. Be jealous.
Yeah. What, yo, what if we just start our own show?
Oh.
We branch off from Jacques Talks.
No, I couldn't hijack.
You're right. Yeah,
one, I can't hijack Jacques Talks.
Yeah, that's a bad
because
idea.
Jacques Talks is such a good podcast name. And like,
thank you.
What?
I came up with it myself.
It doesn't
actually
quite have the same ring as Nicole and Jacques Talks or Jacques that's, and Nicole
well, no,
Talks.
We wouldn't call it that. No. That'd be too, because, like, to be fair, if we.
I'm already committed to
no,
another
I know,
podcast,
I know.
Future
yeah.
podcast.
We're starting a network. Do you not see
yeah.
what's happening?
Oh,
what's developing here?
Okay.
We got a whole show.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Barstools, like.
Yeah.
Podcast conglomerate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be.
Okay.
We're
just like a group of friends. We
yeah.
all have our own podcast.
So you guys will start yours, and then
okay.
eventually we'll merge into like one giant parent
group.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to get like.
See the,
yeah.
yeah,
and then we can. What if we become like. What was the house of like.
Hype House or what?
Yeah.
It wasn't Hype House though.
But
it
was
something
like that. And we like form a Hype House.
Yeah.
With like. You know, and like Tana Mojo and all.
Yeah,
them,
I know
like,
you
lived in
yeah.
a big house together.
Like Jake Team 10 house.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Team
yeah.
10. Yep.
Yep. Well, that's gonna be us.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah, everyone. you know, we're in the early stages of a multi-million-dollar media
that
conglomerate.
Lasts for 6 months, and then someone has a scandal.
Then we all have solo careers, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start boxing.
Yeah.
We'll skip. Some of the other stuff that
yeah we don't need to go into the Team 10 lore today.
I'm not even thinking Team 10, but what other houses were there? There was
oh, I see what you're talking about now. I got it a good like 30 seconds later.
Don't worry about it, everyone. Okay. Well, before we go, I obviously feel like we're winding down a bit. I do have a special gift to you. Speaking of, I guess, gift giving, we
to
talked
me?
About that earlier. Yes, to you.
Not the listeners,
so,
to me.
To you, yeah, okay. to Nicole. So, partially this has in turn become inspired by, you know, wanting to give you something for my birthday party. Because we obviously didn't discuss my birthday party at all. The next solo episode I have, mm-hmm. I'll be recapping my birthday and, like, the trip I just took and et cetera. But because of that, you know, what I don't think we discussed is that you were in the finals of my mm-hmm. birthday competition, and you unfortunately lost, even though you got the most questions right.
Yes, because I have terrible Jeopardy strategy.
Yeah, your strategy wasn't really there, but at the end of the day, I do feel like, you know, in my heart, you weren't the winner. Unfortunately, I'm just kidding. Well, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like,
wait, are you saying in your heart I was the winner?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, my heart listens to, you know, the rules. So that's
yeah.
what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, like, in my soul, like,
okay.
you were the winner. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I was trying
your
to...
Your head listens to the rules.
You know, I was trying to make a joke,
okay,
and it was a bad...
Okay,
we're
going
to
let it go.
Yeah, no, we're letting it go. But what I'm saying is, I appreciate that you like, in a lot of ways, did know the most about me
okay.
in that game. So I appreciate that a lot. But I can't say that was what inspired me to get this gift. I actually realized a while ago when we started scheming, getting you on the podcast, getting Molly on the podcast and everything, I was saying, I'm trying to upgrade the show a bit. I got some new uh-huh. microphones and stuff. I thought, you know, one thing that I've seen a lot of other shows do is give gifts to people who come on the show. And it's kind of like a bit about
okay.
the gifts. So I wanted to start doing that. So okay. I'm sorry to every person who's already been a guest and didn't get a gift, but I do have a gift for Nicole today. We're going to
oh
go mobile
gosh.
Again today, too.
Okay, we're
actually,
on the move.
Oh, no,
we're
you stay
move.
Here. I just have to go get Oh, yeah, don't. Let's not ruin my
yeah, let's
my
not
cords
spill,
immediately.
Spill the water.
Okay, so it's not like wrapped or anything, but it is here. I had it back there, hiding in plain sight.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is, all right, so we're going to have to explain what it is after you open it up here.
Should I narrate? It's a...
That's the brand of that doesn't matter. It's just the box
okay,
it's in.
It's like a brown cardboard box that's about the size of like a wallet, maybe. I'm going to put this down.
Okay, so... Yeah, I...
Oh!
So...
No way!
Yeah, so what she just opened is a... what I've talked about on the show before
God.
Is... So I collect sports cards. It's like
that's
a passive
so
collection
good.
Of mine. So, Nicole, I found out, is at one point in her life, she used to be a Myles Leonard fan. Who's
Myers.
what did I say?
Miles.
Yeah, okay, Myers Leonard. Sorry. See, I'm not. You're the fan. I'm not, yeah. Right? So, former Portland Trailblazer, Miami Heat player, had some controversies near the end of his career.
Yeah, this was pre-controversy.
So, anyways, I thought it'd be fun to share my love of sports cards.
Oh my God.
With Nicole by buying her or getting her a card of her former maybe favorite player. But the icing on the cake there is it's not just a Myers Leonard card. Can you please, you know, detail for me what the card is there?
Okay, you're gonna have to excuse my.
Oh, you don't have to read the stuff on top. What does it say on the side of the card there?
Hot rookies.
Hot rookies.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and I believe that was a primary reason why you were a fan of his.
No,
right?
That, I had a big crush on
him.
Yeah,
he's a hot rookie. So, anyways, further details about the card. So, if you flip it over, actually, you can see what does it say there in like a silver numbering. Do you see that?
23 of 25.
Right. So, there's only 25 of that card like in existence. So, how cards work is there's
you can't see me right now, but my jaw is like on the floor.
So there's like base versions of that card, and there's no numbers to them. They just print a bunch of them, right? Thousands of them, but they make special copies of it. So if you turn it back over, you see it's kind of, or on the front side. Sorry, it's like kind of shimmery.
Yeah.
So they only make 25 of those like shimmery ones.
Wow, Josh, this is so nice.
So interesting. Further fact. So you can see on the top right hand corner. So it's currently graded, so that's what it's in right there.
Okay.
That's like a PSA grade. So if you want to like protect your card and you get it graded on a scale of 1 to 10.
Uh-huh.
So what does it say in the top corner there?
Not the 10.
10, yeah. So it's a perfect grading on the card too, which makes it actually more valuable. Not that it's honestly not that valuable of a card because no one collects
Myers-Leonard hot rookies.
But that being said, that's actually Pop 1, which means it is the only one of those cards to get a 10 grading. So that is like the best condition you can get in that card, and you're the only person with that card in the world. So it's a little, you know, it's a little funny and stuff.
I'm speechless.
But
no,
so I wanted to
so much.
Literally I instantly knew I needed to. Well, I scour the internet for like cards and stuff, like looking for the ones I want, and I don't even remember how I stumbled upon that one.
Uh-huh.
But the second I saw it, I was like, this is the perfect replacement for the towel. That
oh
you never got from him. So, you know, you obviously don't have that to remember him by. Not that you would anyways, even if you had gotten it. But now forever,
oh my God,
you will have that card.
Josh,
and I just thought hot rookies. That was just
that's
too
so funny.
It was too funny.
It's so good.
So
it's so perfect in so many ways.
Yeah.
So I had a big crush on Myers Leonard. And one time I was at a Blazers game and he offered me his sweaty towel. And me being a 14-year-old girl was like, oh, he'll be so much more impressed if I say no. So I said no. And I was telling Jock about this story.
Yeah.
And he remembered and got me this card, which is incredible. That's so thoughtful. I was just telling Harrison about how thoughtful you were. That's so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. So obviously, I don't know if you've seen in... So you're like the second person I've bought a card for.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Though you will
I'm just like your other bitches.
No. I just I mean that to say is because I did something kind of similar for Camille for her birthday last year. I bought her a card from the Minnesota Golden Gophers quarterback from when she was at the U of M. And so that was kind of my first of like, oh, I'll buy someone who doesn't care about cards. But then I feel like I like turned it up a notch with
this
one. So because she doesn't actually care about like football. So
no, this
but
is
I was like,
so good.
But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to get you something for coming on the show. I do really appreciate it.
I'm smiling ear to ear right now. Jaw is on the floor. I'm so happy. This is so incredible.
And he looks cute in that too. Stopped looking cute.
His arms look nice and strong.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can leave you alone with that. You know, you can.
No.
You can.
Oh my God, I'm getting flustered.
Right.
Oh Myers.
But let's also once again remember why he got canceled, and we
okay.
The feelings are fleeting, you know.
Yeah. No. Once we
ground ourselves back in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre controversy.
But anyways, yeah, I think that's probably gonna just about wrap it up. I don't know if you had any closing thoughts or remarks.
Just that I'm grateful that I can be on the podcast.
Of course.
I don't know. I'm still speechless from the card. So thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we played some trombone. We found out how much you knew about Oregon. as compared to Minnesota. To be fair, it wasn't like, do you know Oregon? It was, can you differentiate your home state from mine?
Uh-huh. Which I would argue that Oregon and Minnesota are close.
And that's why I thought it would be interesting, because we're both
most
just
people
like,
I've met from Minnesota have like become my friend. I'm like, I like you.
You might be like the first person I've like gotten to know from Oregon.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I hope I give it a good impression.
No, good impression for sure. I just know there's a lot of bullies in Oregon.
And with that.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Well, anyways, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I had an enjoyment recording it. I didn't say that right. we're entering the territory where I don't say things.
Yeah, now we're just like
word anymore.
Vomiting.
So, anyways, thank you again for listening. Nicole, you want to say goodbye to the people?
Yeah, thank you, listeners, for listening to us. Thanks for making it all the way to the end. All
right. Yeah. Thank you for listening. If you're still here, we love you so much. I'll be back again soon, probably next week, maybe with Molly, maybe myself. Maybe we do two in the next week, because I really do want to recap my birthday stuff, my trip stuff while it's still fresh in my mind.
I think you have to do that like
soon. So we'll do that soon. We'll get everyone caught up. But anyways, thanks again for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Peace out.